All right. That's okay.
Bill, we're starting.
Right, are we recording?
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome to Speaking Millennial. Now, I did say on the radio that we were not going to record a podcast at Jessica's wedding, and for some reason, Jay just turned his phone on, and we are now recording. So, my thought is we should just record a podcast.
I would think so. And Bill, to Bill's credit, when I mentioned the podcast idea, he was against it. Then I said, but the wedding episodes have been doing very well for us. And then he was in favor of it. So just so you know, Jessica, if you're listening to this, this is purely an economic decision.
Jessica, this was pretty much shameless self-promotion.
Absolutely.
We do what we have to do. Now we're here with Christina. We're here with Jody.
This is
Ashley Hall. Now, Jody, this is her first podcast. My wife, Jody.
This is a big deal.
Big deal.
Hi. An overwhelming response.
That's right.
Ashley Hall back with us now. Has it been a year since Ashley's been with us?
Well, Ashley, I believe the last time we did a podcast together, that was the picture that you were making fun of me about, where I look like the drunk Harold Ramis. That was when I was in.
Just passed around the phone. That was our technology level we were
funny,
at the time.
And we are back.
And we are back.
Passing the phone around, we are back.
Yeah.
Now, Jay was, at that point, a month sober.
Give or take. Yeah, something like that.
Right?
And you can, if anybody wants to know what alcohol does to you, alcohol and...
You want to weigh in on that?
That is a scared straight picture.
You know what? I saw that picture, I'm like, I should stop drinking. But then I thought...
Yeah, well, to be fair, it was drinking, it was Adderall, there was a lot of different stuff going on there.
It wasn't just booze. It is very dewy.
Well, you know what? I'm getting compliments. Speak clearer.
Dewy, fresh skin. Like, when I take a weekend off from drinking, my skin, wow, dewy, fresh, young. And then I drink for a weekend.
What does dewy mean?
Dewy means, like think of a piece of grass.
Okay.
With, like some dew on it.
Oh, dewy. Like the dew on a grass. I got it. Is that a good thing? I feel like that looks sweaty.
You know what's funny about that?
I think dewy means sweaty, no?
What's funny is that Ashley's trying to describe to you what it looks like when you've stopped drinking, and you've had a couple of drinks right now, so your brain isn't processing it.
I've been drinking.
Right, I'm not processing.
You can't see it, but Bill's just looking at Ashley like, wait, explain that to me. Hold on. Could you draw a picture of some sort?
What's funny is you do a great booze voice without any booze whatsoever.
Oh, I've had some practice, Bill. So you are. No, but I'm excited we have Jody here. A lot of people think that Jody doesn't exist.
Jody is real.
Jody, if you had to sum up Bill, you know, it's a very romantic setting. We're here. There's the music that's playing. We've just seen love and everything. So, you know, my wife and I are sitting here going, we should renew our vows. If you could describe Bill in like a sentence, what would the sentence be to describe Bill? I'm curious
really,
to know.
That's calling her like right out of the spot.
Sure, I'll give her a little bit. Let's give her some time. Give her some time.
I do a question. Are you letting Jessica know about this today or later?
No. I think we will. This will be our surprise. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to drop this podcast next week while she's on her honeymoon.
Okay.
And then when she comes back, we will somehow
explain it to her.
Tweet it to her and just say, "Hey, this happened, by the way." At your wedding.
By the way.
You're welcome. That's all you say. You say, Jessica Gibson, at that point. Chasing Jessica Gibson.
So I'll tell you this, Ashley. We have a comedy night coming up in Princeton in October. We already changed the flyers. You coming?
No. But continue. I want to hear
not?
More.
Why would you not come? It's for a good charity. Anyway. So we already changed the flyers to be Jessica Gibson.
That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Should I take credit for that?
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
By the way, update from Jody. She's passed me a piece of paper. It just reads help. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
It actually reads, Jay, you're in deep shit. Actually, that's what it reads. Don't call me up. Jody has managed through my entire public career that goes back to now 19-something. It's been more than 20 years. To stay completely out of the spotlight.
It's a good idea.
Never call into the radio. Never do a speech when I was on stage. And you are trying desperately to break it. Here's what I've learned tonight. Jody is tougher than all of us.
Absolutely.
And she is simply not going to say anything.
I will say this about Jody.
I feel like I'm at like New Year's Eve and we're in Times Square.
That's right.
There's all kinds of loud music.
Well, is that because you're wearing a diaper too?
Wow.
Can we bring up something actually relevant to this whole situation?
Yes.
Can we bring up the top five, which by the way, the speeches here tonight have been amazing.
Yes,
but can we bring up the top five no-nos of a best man or maid of honor speech?
Wow. No. No, we cannot.
Why is that?
No.
I don't know where you're going. Go ahead.
The things you don't want to do in a maid of honor, right? Or a groomsman speech.
Let's start with Jessica's dad, Brian, who we also learned in a podcast 3 years ago is a spy.
Yes. And he's also a loyal listener. He came up and said, congratulations on the puppy. Yeah, and I was like, how did you even know about that?
Right, yeah. Ashley is only going positive now.
Okay.
No, they were. I'm saying, what are things that you should never do if
I got
you
one.
Are...
I got one. Mention an ex.
Thank you.
You never want to mention.
Mentioned tonight.
Only a few. That would have been like 25
all right. So why don't we do that, Ashley? Top five.
Thanks,
I love it. See, you know what?
You talked him into it.
In a better way. So I think what Ashley is trying to say is we should do top five things that you should never do.
That was the whitest white man move.
That is
the...
Is mansplaining a no-no? Because...
Yeah. Let's take what you just said and then explain it back to you.
I felt I did it better.
That's right, yeah.
No?
With that, I'm going to get a glass of champagne. I'll be back. You guys think about what we're going to say.
Ashley, just to be clear, we're going to take the top five things you shouldn't do for a best man.
You said 5 minutes ago.
You know what? Have a man write that down. That's
Wait, Ryan. Ryan has not waited yet. Ryan is with
Ryan
Ashley.
No.
Ashley's better half.
That's Ryan's just sitting there going like, on the. He's taking the Jody approach. I'm going to say this about your wife. Much more diplomatic than you, Bill Spadia.
Oh, yeah.
Because during the Vienna song, beautiful, I, of course, as many of the podcast listeners know, love Billy Joel. So I was explaining where that song came from. Jody faked interest through the entire thing. You just had a blank look of like, I don't care what you're saying. I'm just staring straight ahead. No interest. Yeah. And you let me know. Jody,
I literally tuned you out. I knew you were talking to Billy Joel. I know you have this very bizarre obsession with Billy Joel.
Bizarre?
I like Billy Joel. I not as much as you.
I think that'd be impossible.
I think it definitely would.
I want to ask Jody if you're as happy as I am that they are having this relationship, because Jay doesn't talk to me as much, and it's awesome. Like, he kind of like, you know, like a dog at a dog park likes to run around and get tired, then they go home and sleep. That's you for him.
Jay runs around the yard. You have to run him around long enough.
Talking
or is it
you.
Me?
Talking
Wait,
to you.
Problem?
No, you're the solution. I send him to you. He talk, comes home, leaves me alone.
Try
Thank
it.
You.
You know, it's funny you say that, because Jody will say that to me. I talk all day long. I get home and I stop talking.
Yes.
And now I don't know if this is just our marriage, but I'm gonna say this. I cannot remember. I talk all day long, 4 hours on the radio.
Oh, we know, Bill.
Oh, yeah. All right.
We know.
And then 4 hours of taping chasing, and I'm still talking, and it's Saturday. I come home. Jody's like, hey, what happened in that conversation with whoever? I'm like, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. No, you've often told me the same thing that happened
to
me.
I never remember. Like, and Jody remembers every detail.
Yeah. You'll do something like, what's the weather? And you go, I don't know. And doesn't Jody say you sit next to a weatherman for four updates every hour?
Every hour.
Yeah.
He did that last week. I said, honey, what's the weather this weekend? He goes, I don't know.
Wait, is Jody only in this podcast for one word?
No.
I know, you can do another word, right?
Ask her a question about me. Like, that's...
I was going to say, do you think that Jay and Bill have a good relationship? Does it make it easier for you to get home?
If you ask her about Jay, she'll answer.
Right.
Because Jody is a huge fan of Jay's.
Oh, really? She's the one. I was actually thinking, Jody, we could make more money if we sold an app that allowed you to listen to the podcast without hearing me.
I don't want it.
Like, it just runs through, and it's like you hear Bill talk, Jessica talk, then silence for a few seconds. All right, are we doing this? Oh.
So, Jody, why are you a fan of Jay?
I think he's funny, and I think he's kind, and I think...
See, now Jody gave a real answer. Like, you're kind. I would agree with that. I hesitated on that.
I think you're about to go. You're kind of something. You're kind of a jerk.
There's an on the end of the kind.
Yeah, there's a
kind of. There's an on the end of the word.
See, the first time she talked and you cut her off, Bill.
She was midway through.
I have now mansplained every woman in this podcast.
That's right. Ashley, we had a great idea while you're up. We're going to take the five things that you should never do at a best man speech.
That's so crazy. I was thinking a similar thing, but was so scared to say it because someone might think of a better way to say it I did. Bill Spadia.
That's right. Listen, hashtag me too. We're all on the same page. Now.
Did I just me too?
I don't think you... No. You didn't me too, Bill.
You didn't me too. No. It's different.
Me too would have been a much bigger faux pas at the table. All right. So number one, mention an X, I would say.
All right. Number one, mention an X.
Go ahead.
You got one?
No, I have no others.
I'm trying to think. Can you think of one? You don't want to... You don't want to...
Let me say this. I don't have a negative. I have a positive. Best thing that Brian did... was he had notes, but he looked away, and when he got sentimental about his daughter...
He used the notes to stop from crying.
It was off the cuff, and he used... Yes, it was so nice. I'll tell you, that was one of my... And that, and then the best man speech, the whip around thing?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Great simile. Great simile.
Now, you don't tell a story that's negative that makes the wife be like, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, what? You never told me that.
But I liked her sister, Courtney's speech.
Yeah.
That had a little, like, it was like a funny negative.
Okay, I'm gonna take Chris's thing, you never want to tell a story that makes the wife go, wait a second, you never told me that. So I'll put that on the list. Number three, I would say you want to roast, but you don't want to over roast. You don't want to go like...
Under roast.
You don't, you want to go like...
You want the roast rare.
Right.
Sometimes, like, roast yourself a little bit. Like, make the other person look better. Right. That was my maid of honor thing. Like, I put the blame on myself and made the bride look better.
I got to pause 1 second. Here's another don't. Don't RSVP, or if you ask to be in the wedding, I'm thinking about this now, because this is Vinnie Brand's theme music at the club.
All right, so Vinnie Brand, who is our great, and we appreciate this so much, his sponsorship of the podcast.
Wait, he's not here.
Wow, you know what? That just spoke volumes of the entire issue we're dealing with. So Vinnie is not only not here, Vinnie called me on Thursday, said, hey, by the way, I forgot to RSVP to Jessica's wedding. I said, Vinnie, it's Thursday. The wedding is Saturday. He said, all right, I'm going to call her. So I had her on the radio Friday. He had not called.
Can't do that. Yeah.
Vinny, we do want you to renew your sponsorship. No, that's it. We just want you to keep your sponsorship going. That's all.
I'll say this. Love Vinny Brand. Funny comedian. Great sponsor. Not a great wedding guest. If you're trying to figure out whether or not to invite Vinny to your wedding.
What I would add to what you said, Jay, is I would say, like, the best sponsor.
The best.
Like,
so
such
good.
A good sponsor. Not a great wedding guest.
Not
I would
great,
say
no.
like C plus.
I'll go B minus. I'll go B minus.
Yeah.
Is he paid up?
Yeah.
B minus.
C plus.
B plus. Yeah. He's the best wedding guest, actually. So can we think of any more don'ts in the... Oh, don't be passive aggressive. Don't be... You know,
it was so cool of you to go on that beach trip with that other family and not us. Like, I enjoyed missing that time with my sister.
Yeah, we're so happy. We're so happy that you guys love each other so much that you've totally abandoned us.
You know,
we're so
Ashley
happy
just
about
said
that.
Off the air, Ashley just said, she's like, thank you, Bill, for bringing up these topics. They're so important. And I'm glad that you came up with this idea to carry the podcast.
You know
Once
what?
Once again, I carry the podcast. I even made a podcast.
Ashley, I just want to say this. Thank you for being a contributor. You contributed.
Contributor, Ashley.
That's right.
You really used to carry our own podcast, Nate.
We used to have the Bashcast.
I was on the Bashcast.
You were on the Bashcast.
That's where the picture that we looked at.
Can we drop in a portion of the Bashcast from the?
My open was really good. I made
Do we have it?
Yeah, of course.
And the animal noises when someone
dance.
Cursed?
Oh, we had
I've been mansplained enough. We're going to dance.
Oh, nice.
Ryan, who you not heard from, but Ryan was actually here.
Right. No, he was here. He's in very good shape. I don't like that.
He's
in good shape. I'm not a fan. It upsets me. I don't like guys who are in good shape. I prefer lumpy people. I'm not 100% on you, Bill Spadia. You're in pretty good shape. I don't like that. As a lumpy guy, I like to look better than the people around me, not worse.
How do we wrap around this podcast?
I don't think we wrap around. I think we just drop it. I think it needs to drop on Wednesday.
Oh, you're saying we don't record a wraparound to this?
No, we just say goodbye like we normally would.
Do you think there's a chance we get the bride and groom to talk on the podcast?
I think there's a chance we get Jessica. I think I get an icy glare from Chase. That's my prediction. I'm going to say, hey, Chase, do you want to be on the podcast? And then there's dead silence for 35 seconds. And then I go, I guess that's a no then.
Let's ask Jody.
Is
it appropriate or inappropriate for us to now walk up to Jessica with a live recording, say, hey, we are live recording the podcast. What do you want to say?
I love that you're even considering this. This is crazy.
Of course I am. What do you think?
Jody, your thoughts?
Do it.
Wow. Right. She's the devil on your shoulder. Can we go? Can we keep it running? All right. We're going. We're going in.
We're all going to describe as happening.
All right. We're going to describe as we walk.
We are here. We are looking for Jessica right now. We don't see her. We're in like the picture room.
That's right.
I see only one member of the bride's party here. Let's go this way.
All right, we're walking now. We're walking through. You're about to hear. You know what? There's going to be a lot of copyrighted music in this podcast. I hope no one from the RIAA is listening. This is all. We got this cleared ahead of time. All right, the dance floor is just packed with nothing but beauty and energy. We love the dance floor here. They went live band, which is always good.
All right.
We're pointing. All right. You know what, Bill? I'm going to give it to you because I don't want to get in trouble.
No. You hold it.
All right. Walking by.
Yes, of course I do.
Crystal,
we are doing a live podcast right now.
Hi, Crystal.
Hey, for Jessica's wedding.
So this is Crystal Hicks.
Yes, right? Yes, you got it.
Thanks for joining us, Crystal.
And so Crystal is a good friend of Jessica Nutt's, now Jessica Gibson. Crystal, give me your analysis of the whole wedding.
The wedding's been absolutely beautiful. Jessica could not be a more stunning bride. She literally looks like she should be on the cover of Bridal Guide. Head to toe, absolute perfection.
She's glowing. She's literally glowing.
Glowing, and not in the orange kind of way. She looks absolutely beautiful, and I'm very happy to be here.
She looks so happy.
Oh, we have.
All right, now
we have Jessica's mom. We have Anne Marie, the mother of the bride.
Hi, Anne Marie.
Hi. How are you guys?
Great. Your daughter looked beautiful, and your husband gave such a beautiful speech at the wedding. Were you sitting there thrilled? I must imagine you were.
Yes, I was. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you. Everything has been beautiful. I've been so glad everything's worked out.
Thank you so much for having us. It's so great. But it was Bill's idea to do this, so if you're mad, be mad at Bill, just as an FYI. I tried to talk him out of it.
You did the whole time. Go that way.
Here we go. We're going to continue walking, continue walking. We're getting off the dance floor here. Hold on. I'm going to pause it until Bill is done.
Without Bill?
I'm a little scared without Bill. Yeah, Jessica will get
you. Are you going to hide behind him?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, good move.
Bill's really good at getting people to do things.
I think that girl just gave her a heads up, though. Watch out.
What's that?
That girl just gave her a heads up, I think.
Oh, Courtney just gave her a heads up. I think her name was Courtney.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills, and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now. All right, Bill is still talking to Jessica's mom. And Jody, I was expecting a no from Jody.
So was I.
I didn't know that Jody was the devil on Bill's shoulder. I thought she'd be the angel.
She's the angel. Are you kidding me?
You guys were talking a lot.
Oh,
you guys...
she's so sweet. She's gorgeous. She's nice. Bill did very well there.
He did. I did very well for myself. I think the two of you just got together and said, hey, we're really dating down. We're married down. I think that's what
Never.
You did.
Never.
No. All right. So here we are. We're waiting on... I don't know if Bill realizes we're doing a live podcast.
He does.
Oh, here he comes. I just had to vamp all that time, Spadia. My wife and I just had to vamp all that time, Spadia, as we walk along here. Here we go. Bill is beckoning Jessica over.
That
was not a good reaction.
No, that was not a good reaction at all. We have now asked Jessica to come over.
Jessica, there she is, the blushing bride.
No podcast.
Hi.
We are now recording the podcast.
Love you guys.
You look so beautiful.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us. So what do you want to say? We've recorded about 20 minutes of the podcast.
I want to say that I was dying to go to the bathroom. And I was trying to beeline to the bathroom. And I saw you guys flagging me down. And I am going to run to that.
All right. Jessica, congratulations, Jessica. She's not happy with it. You know, I'm going to say, I'm super surprised that my invitation was real, that I got here, and I thought it was going to be like...
I'll tell you, Jay, after that reaction, so am I.
I think that she knew we were... She had to know we were going to do one.
I think so.
Yeah. Let's see where we're at.
I didn't know there would have been a podcast.
We got about 20 minutes. I think
we're
this
good.
Works as a podcast.
All right, so this is... Jay Black, Bill Spadia, signing off from Speaking Millennial, from Jessica Gibson's wedding. Congratulations, Chase and Jessica. Let me tell you something. This wedding was absolutely outstanding.
It was beautiful.
We're happy to be here. Thanks for having us. You guys are fantastic.
Great. Goodbye, everybody.